Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 4th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by my partner in art, my head of production, Mr. Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We're here to have a good time and make sure that you do, too. We're going to have some fun this morning. We got radioactive roads coming to Florida.
Whoa.
We got to talk about that.
Sci-fi to start off the day.
Yes, right? And it's fitting, isn't it? Because we also have the most popular Star Wars movies in each state, It is May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th be with you all. The top 10 brands that remind us of our childhood, we're going to get into that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, that should be fun.
8 o'clock hour is also going to feature, of course, a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to all that. 9 o'clock hour, it's Thursday. We kick it off the way we like to around here with furry friends. We have Madison joining us from the Southwick County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Nice.
Cannot wait to see what Madison brings in. Oh,
I hope she brings something in. Otherwise, James would be sorely disappointed.
I'm waiting for her one day to bring in like a flamingo or, you know, like an armadillo or just something different.
Would be very interesting. Yes.
It would not shock me with Madison.
No.
It would not. We're looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news in there as well. I want to touch on the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. We want to touch on that. We did a little bit yesterday. There is something really cool involving the Grand Ole Opry. I want to touch on that.
Cool.
And part of the reason we're going to bring up the inductees is because we're going to talk about a list of people who deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the 20 best live music cities in the U.S.
Ooh.
All that coming up in the 9 nice. O'clock hour. How are you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Getting out there?
Yes.
I'm just starting with my coffee, though, so I'm still not quite not there yet.
It should be illegal to ask somebody how they're doing before they have had either their coffee or it's 8 o'clock
yeah,
in the
just
morning.
Say, it's, just say coffee.
Yeah,
say coffee.
Yeah, just coffee.
No, we'll be fine now.
Yeah. Should we replace all words with coffee before 8 a.m.? Coffee.
Like how some people use dude.
Coffee. Coffee? Coffee. Yes. I think we're on to something here.
Yeah, right? Even if you don't drink coffee. I think we should make it a universal language. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that might be a way to find out. Tea?
Tea.
Coffee. Tea. Water. Whiskey. Wait a minute.
Hey. Too early for that.
Good to hear. Glad to have you with us this morning. Nice night. Not a bad weather morning around here in central Wisconsin. Hopefully it is looking good where you are. And we're going to get into a fun little angle I don't think a lot of people will have for you on May the 4th.
Okay.
On Star Wars Day.
Okay, cool.
I thought it'd be a fun way to kick off the show. And I have a handful of random weird facts that nobody knew about Star Wars.
Nobody knew.
Well, the people that wrote the article.
Oh, okay. Few people knew.
Yes. Coffee. Coffee cup. The first random fact that we have about Star Wars, because we like our random facts around here.
Yes, we do.
The word Ewok is never actually spoken out loud in the films.
That's right.
We all know what to call our furry creatures from Endor, and most people would probably assume we heard the word from our favorite protocol droid C-3PO or something like that or whatever. Maybe R2 said it, we just couldn't figure it out.
We can't understand him, right?
Turns out it's another piece of pop culture that we've been remembering incorrectly. However, the word does appear in the final credits of Return of the Jedi.
Okay. All right. So sharp-eyed viewers at the end, when it first came out, we're like, geez, I wonder what those little teddy bear things were called. And they, Ewoks, okay. Or if they read the novelization that usually comes out like 2 months or something before the movie, it's probably in there too.
With the original movies, did they do that? Novels?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
As a matter of fact, they did.
Because I would say, certainly the movies are probably canon and the first and foremost thing.
Yes.
But I bet I know the other way we found the names of all these characters and all these toys. Toys.
You got
toys. It was
100%.
It was all toy. Every toy was labeled. Everything. Like, oh, I know what the stormtroopers are named because it says stormtrooper.
Yeah,
it says
exactly.
Ewoks. I know they're Ewoks. Those were some of the best toys ever, too.
Star Wars toys. Star Wars toys were the best.
The Millennium Falcon is still one of the greatest toys. I had a broken down one that my mom and dad found from a garage sale, and it was still the greatest toy maybe I had growing
up.
It was so big. You could put everything in there.
Yeah.
You could get all kinds of stuff. You could put Legos in there. G.I. Joe. I put my G.I. Joe guys in there. Oh, yeah, I did all the time. G.I. Joes were in Star Wars all the time.
Oh, that's
time
awesome,
in my world.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Mashup.
Tupac could have been Mace Windu.
Huh?
Yeah. Tupac Shakur reportedly told Rick Clifford, former chief engineer at Death Row Records, that he was to read for George Lucas, and they wanted him to be a Jedi. But the part was ultimately given to Samuel Jackson, and the filming for Phantom Menace began less than a year after Tupac's untimely death. In another universe, Mace Windu could have been very different.
Wow.
George Lucas, a sneaky fan of Tupac's acting,
really?
Did not know him as a musician, knew him as an actor, had seen him in Poetic Justice and Juice. He was looking for an edgier Mace, an edgier Jedi. A different Jedi.
Yeah.
When we talk about wokeism, when we talk about those last three Star Wars films that George Lucas was a part of, and some of the the really cringy stuff in them and everything, you can't take shots without also giving credit.
Exactly.
There would be no Black Jedi without George Lucas. Like he really pushed this forward. He was very adamant about this. Samuel Jackson was on the fence. He's like, and here's another random fact that they don't have in here. Samuel Jackson's on the fence about doing this, even though he says yes to a lot of stuff, his words. I want a purple lightsaber. Done. Done. Let's make this happen. It's done. And Samuel Jackson talks about it. It's like, well, I had a scheduling thing going on, but once he said yes, I couldn't say no. So I kind of felt like he was like, Lucas really called his bluff
on
it.
He wanted him, yes, yes.
But for those that may not remember and everything, and there's plenty of evidence to show this, Tupac was only becoming a better and better actor.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt in my mind would have been on the same level as a Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I say that with a lot of respect for Samuel Jackson. I think one of the better actors of our time, and a Hall of Famer. Like Hall of Fame, if they had a Hall of Fame for acting, Samuel Jackson's going in the first class.
Yeah. Why don't they have one of those, by the way? Anyway, sorry.
Don't encourage them.
I shouldn't.
I'm
do
an
that.
Actor, and I'm telling you not to encourage us. Anyway. Watch the movie Gridlocked if you don't believe me.
Yes.
You watch that movie with Tupac and Tim Roth, and Tupac shows you his chops. He could act.
He hangs with Tim Roth, who's an excellent actor.
I don't know. I'm not 100% if he graduated, so I won't say, but I know he went for years to the Baltimore Theater, this really classic theater school in Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
He's a good actor. He's a thespian.
Yeah.
And nobody remembers it. Nobody talks about it. He just want to talk about the bad stuff and everything.
I am picturing him as a Jedi. And it would be, he'd
be
fit
cool.
right in, man. He'd be perfect.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, it would be. Especially because he's not one of these guys that had to be, he didn't have to be Tupac to play an actor, like to play a role.
Exactly,
He truly got into the role. He got typecast a lot because that's going to happen to a rapper and any musician, anybody coming into the game with an already kind of, if you're a model, you're going to come in with that reputation.
Right,
if you're a
right.
country singer, you're going to come in with these reputations. Another one of my favorite actors, Alan Rickman, auditioned for a role in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, wow.
Imagine the famous words, Lord Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We are honored by your presence. In a big, slow, low voice that only Alan Rickman could do.
Yeah, the little sneer in it, too.
Yes, this is how Rickman wanted to play Tian Gerard. Who originally had a larger role. In the third installment of the original trilogy, Michael Pennington won the part in the end and went on to double his efforts.
Oh, yes, the commander of the construction of the Death Star. Okay, now I know the character they're talking about.
And you don't... That's a failure. I don't know how many times I've said this, but that's a failure at Star Wars. That cannot happen. Alan Rickman auditions, you cast him.
You should cast him. Although, I'm thinking he's so menacing. You know, he could have stood up to Darth Vader, you know.
Yeah.
You needed
yeah.
someone who was a little cowering, you know. But he would have been one of those guys that have been, like, right at him, you know. And so,
The movies would have ended so much quicker. Yeah. Actually, I take it back. You couldn't have had Alan Rickman in them. There's no way.
He would have just taken over the movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
come on.
He would be the Sith Lord. He would be. Which would be very fitting since he was in Slytherin, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was Slytherin in Harry Potter.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
He was.
Ah, see, I'm connecting worlds. Jar Jar Binks is responsible for the Jedi's death. There's There's that's not how they sentence it, but I just wanted to word it that way.
Okay.
There's a whole list of reasons as to why he's the most disliked character in the Star Wars universe,
yep.
But there's one that's forgotten by many. The fact that he directly handed Palpatine the means to the Executive Order 66. Jar Jar Binks gave a passionate speech to the Galactic Senate and persuaded them to vote in favor of giving the Chancellor emergency powers.
Yep.
Doh. E.T. is in Star Wars.
Oh, that's right.
Not the original E.T.
No.
But his alien species are present within Star Wars. The Asogians were represented in the Galactic Senate, and their first appearance can be seen in The Phantom Menace.
That's right. I had totally forgotten about that. Man. Oh, Steven. Get your finger in there somewhere.
Let's see here. I like a couple of. There's so many. It's hard.
There's
to pick,
a lot. Yeah.
The line "I have a bad feeling about this."
Yes.
Is in every movie.
It is.
Yeah. The line became a beloved running gag to all the cast and everybody and to the writers and stuff. Recently, BB-8 in The Last Jedi did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that.
I think most people understand the colors of the lightsabers have meanings. In early times of the Jedi, different colors were used to distinguish different ranks. Lightsabers made with blue or green crystals indicated whether a Jedi was a guardian or a counselor. The more exotic colors were made with crystals that were very hard to come by. And were often passed down through generations.
Ah.
Still waiting for my dad to give me my lightsaber.
Yeah. Yeah, what color is it going to be?
Yeah.
The first orange lightsaber? Yes, orange. That'd be orange, cool. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That just the first thought that popped in my head. The Empire Strikes Back features the most stop-motion animation. And they say that it features the most stop-motion animation of any movie of all time.
That makes sense. When you think about the Hoth scene with the walkers and stuff, that had to. Oh, I can't imagine how long that took to make. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I love, love, love Return of the Jedi, but Empire will always probably be my favorite because of seeing it in the movie. It'd be the first movie I saw in the theaters.
I think Jedi was one of the first I ever saw in the theater, so yeah.
All this stems from that. If I don't see if Empire isn't the first movie I see in theaters, I'm not sure I'm as big of a Star Wars nerd and all that stuff as I am. Especially where I grew up, it wasn't like we had a whole lot of like Star Wars nerds in the projects.
No,
but we had more than you'd guess. We had a lot more than you realize.
A lot of closet Star Wars guys.
Oh yeah. Even city kids playing lightsaber.
Oh yeah.
You know, just doing it with like you know
things they shouldn't be doing it with.
Yes, they probably shouldn't have been doing it with. Yes. I Am Your Father was kept secret even from the cast. One of the biggest cinematic reveals of all time was kept a very closely guarded secret during the filming. The infamous "I Have Your Father" line was penned in the script as "Obi-Wan killed your father." That's how it was written. Obi-Wan killed your father, not "I am your father." Both cast and crew believe this to be the real line, except for Mark Hamill, who was told literally moments before shooting the scene about the truth of Luke's heritage. Mark Hamill, sneaky good actor, always has been. I don't think he's ever going to get the credit that he deserves, especially as a voice actor.
Yeah.
He is the voice of the Joker for me.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like Jack and Heath and all the people that have played him, nah. it's Mark Hamill. He's more the Joker than Luke Skywalker to me. I'm the only person in the world that will say that, but just that's how much I love his version of the Joker.
Right.
But he's a great actor. That scene always seemed awfully like, wow. Like, sure, it shocks you. Yeah, it takes you back as a kid and all those things, and even as an adult if you're watching it. But it's Mark's response
his
to
reaction,
it that really
right.
brings it home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much, it's not just shock like I think a lot of actors would go to in the immediate feeling. It's shock and shame. He's ashamed of this. You don't think of that right away, but you go ahead and watch that scene and you see that flush over a thespian. You see the flush over Mark Hamill. Shock, then shame. Then like, oh, no, I got to get away from this. I got to get away. Oh, I'm going to jump in the sky. Yeah. I'm just going to go jump in the sky into the space. Like that's the peril in that moment for him.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about it because it's kind of become a meme, you know, Luke's reaction.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, he overdid it. But if he's actually reacting in some ways.
In real time.
To just hearing the news of what is going on in the story. So that was almost like too real for him. It's like, when people are shocked and have this horror that comes over them, they look weird and kind of freaky and stuff like that, which is exactly what he looks like in that scene.
I think it takes people back because it's a sci-fi movie and you're not expecting genuine acting in that moment or genuine reality moment there. It's all taken in space. There's all made up names and everything. And then all of a sudden you get a real moment.
Yep.
And that's what you get right there. Interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Interesting stuff. We'll take a break right here. We're going to come back into our National Day of calendar. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to dive into our National Day of calendar for this May 4th. 2023.
Okay.
And it is, let's see here, it is National Renewal Day. That's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good day to maybe do some of those, DIY projects.
Yeah,
you know?
You go. Yeah.
Painting, I consider as a part of those.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and they're showing us swatches, like, for painting walls like that.
But why not any project you've been, looking to do? Something small, something big, doesn't matter.
Especially here in the Midwest. The temperatures we're getting, this might as well be, 80s, 90s. I mean, we're going to get out and we're going to take advantage of this.
Good day to do outside stuff, too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
National Candied Orange Peel Day.
Candied Orange Peel Day.
Yeah, National
That's very
Candied
specific.
Orange. Yeah, I know I've had those. I don't remember the last time I saw those or anything.
No.
Those are good though.
They look tasty. They certainly do. And I think you're right. I think they're pretty good. I'm trying to remember if I've actually had them though.
Oh,
man.
There's a candy shop in the Dells it's a fudge shop and they had all kinds of other and candies in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like fudge, but I'm not huge on fudge. So I remember getting a little thing of fudge and a bunch of rope of that, and I wrapped it around my arm. And I was just chewing out of walking up and down the Dells on a field trip or something like that.
Hey, it's good for me. It's citrus.
Come on. I can imagine how sticky and everything my arm was at the end of
Hope that was before you had lots of arm hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, way before that. I'm Italian, but not that Italian. It is 45 day.
As in the record?
Yeah.
The 45 single? Oh, yeah.
Get involved with live and radio events around the world to appreciate the 45 RPM vinyl, or simply be your own DJ and fire up your favorite music from home.
There you go.
Do you love vinyl records? That includes, I looked at this. 89 to 91% of people, the last survey said, either own or listen to vinyl.
That's an amazing percentage of people.
That's insane. I think that, to be fair, I think that might have been like in your lifetime, not currently maybe.
Yeah.
But even still, that just speaks
90% of anything, man.
If they did that survey in the 70s, that'd be one thing. But doing it now, when we've had 100 different forms of technology to listen to music since then, and we keep going back to vinyl.
There's something about it. There's something about it.
There is nothing in the world like that opening crackle of a record. It doesn't even matter if the next song is good, but one of the earliest musical memories I remember is my dad, his 45, the columns that were bigger than me, and putting on Santana Abraxas.
Wow.
And hearing that crackle with the opening guitar lick of Black Magic Woman. It's one of the more memorable things I have, and I think it's you do it right now, especially the vinyl version. It has to be the in the crackle with it and everything. There's nothing. It's art. It's art. It's amazing. It's beautiful. There's nothing like 45s. Got to play a little bit of records in my early days in radio, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We are still doing a tiny bit of reel-to-reel as well. But I know for, like with Seth Faces Music, which you can catch every Sunday, 6 to 8, be sure to check it. With that, have you been able to use any vinyl on some of the songs you've used?
Not yet. I'm still considering doing a vinyl, one of my shows being all vinyl-based. I'm still working on that one, but no, I would love to do that. We just need the technology. I need the technology to get it to where I need to.
I know we can do it. I know. And in fact, I think we may even have the tech around here. I know we did back in the day. I'll talk to Chuck. I'll find out.
All right.
The day was created so that people could celebrate the 7-inch record. The aim of 45 Day is not only to celebrate the music, but also to promote record sales and promote record stores.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't think of anyone here in town, but I do know that Radio Chaos is still going strong in Stevens Point.
That's right.
They are the only record store I can think of in shouting distance of us.
Yes.
Encourage you to support them and support local.
Indeed.
And why could we support a record store here in town? I don't think it could just sell music. I think they might have probably had to sell some other things.
Yeah.
But I bet we could. I bet you could open a record store here in Rapids.
Oh, let's get working on that.
Yeah.
Look at the record store, maybe some games, gaming stuff there too.
All
maybe.
Right. So we got like about 6 or 7 more of these, but actually Seth and I are done.
Yeah, let's go.
I think we're done. I think we're done. You guys mind taking over the show? You listeners out there, you guys are great. You don't mind doing that, right? So Seth and I are going to go look for a location. I'm not sure. I got a couple spots I want to show
all
you.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys later. So right over this way, Seth. No, I'm kidding. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. You're not getting rid of us that easy.
I'm trying to see how far he was going to take that bit there.
Petite and Proud Day. Be confident in your smaller stature. Petite and Proud Day is an opportunity to show off your good looks and confidence, even if you can't reach the top shelf. Petite people have been known to be spunky, exciting, and fun around. And we have days to celebrate the opposite of this. It's important to have days to celebrate this part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Short people. Petite people.
Isn't there a song or something like that about short people something?
Randy Newman. That's right.
That's why
short
I don't know
people
it.
People ain't got no reason to live. Yes.
Man, I appreciate and respect Randy Newman's career. I cannot handle him. I can't. I like.
Is it a singing style?
It's a singing style.
Yeah.
And the lyrics to go nowhere. Like, listen to the theme song to Monk. It's maybe the worst theme song I've ever heard in my life. It's a great TV show. My dad watches it almost every other day.
Right.
But I cannot handle. I completely respect Mr. Newman and his career. He's got a lot more hit songs than I got. If you're a fan of his, more power to you. Just can't do it.
Got a friend in me.
Rather hear the high pitch. No, wait a minute. I don't know. I'd rather hear Randy Newman than the high pitch.
Than the Frankie Valli kind of stuff.
Yeah, can't handle that. Can't handle that. Get some bass in your voice, for God's sake.
Come on, let's get some
bass. Put a little bass in your voice.
Yeah.
To those petite out there, be proud.
Be proud.
It takes all different kinds of people.
Yeah.
If we all looked alike, it would be very boring, and dating would suck.
Yes.
Would be horrible. There's a lot of good reasons. World Password Day. Good day to change your passwords. Usually a good idea to do that on these kind of days.
The picture they're using, they kind of cut off the P at the
beginning. Yeah. Yeah. They cut off the P in password, so you can imagine what Seth and I are looking at right now. We're going to keep moving so that I don't get in trouble with the FCC. Because I almost Ron Burgundy that. I almost just looked at the picture and said, it's world, whoa, what day? Oh, password. That makes much more sense. Password. I don't even know what that other thing is. What would a word
what
mean?
What is that? Yeah.
Fanny? I'm trying to think of safe words to say about the butt.
Tushy word day.
Yeah, tushy. Tushy is one of those ones. No grown adult could say the word tushy.
No.
You just can't.
Unless you're talking to a baby.
Yes.
Then you can do it, but that's the only time.
Good point. Otherwise, never expect somebody to take you seriously again if you use the word tushy. It's like when I hear grown adults say tummy. there's a handful of people that might be able to get away with it. None of them are men. I'm sorry if that sounds sexist or anything like that. I don't care. I don't take it back.
It sounds wrong.
It does.
It sounds wrong.
Have you ever heard a grown man saying tushy? Like, no. Or tummy. No. And we shouldn't. Like, I am all for men being more in touch with their feelings and being more open and all these things. That's a positive, better world. There's just a line in the sand for me, and that's it. That's the only thing.
It sounds creepy. That's why.
That's why. It sounds creepy.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds very wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is KIND Day, or Kind Day.
Okay.
I imagine this is an acronym. Donate or volunteer to help parents and families provide essential goods like diapers and for their little ones on Kids in Need of Diapers Day.
Oh, that's what it
means. Or Kind
Day.
Now, there you go.
Very good.
Within a newborn baby needing 8 to 10 diaper changes a day, this is no small cost.
No.
I remember watching one of those Good Morning shows with my mom or something like that back in the day, and they gave this couple a year supply of diapers, and it covered the wall, and that was it. And I remember my dad looking at that like, that ain't enough.
He's probably right, too.
It's one of the greater things you can do. We're going to have the Humane Society in later, and we talk about, hey, if you grab some cat food, maybe if you can grab an extra can or two, you know, mm-hmm. drop it off at the Humane Society. It is a very similar story with this, but I have to imagine there are very few parents out there that can afford buying an extra set of diapers for somebody. You know, somebody like me, my kids are in their 20s. I have a little bit of extra income. I could do something like this, things like this, and give them to a parent that I know needs them. There are plenty of people out there that could definitely use this hand. And look, you, if you're looking at this as a handout, you will have I just would appreciate if you could take a different angle on this and alter your view a little bit, because mm-hmm. I don't see a handout. I see an investment. Mm-hmm. You are investing in the greatest thing we can invest in, children, our youth.
Yeah.
We want them to take over. We need more of them. We need not only more of them, we need them at the highest abilities they can be at.
Right. And if that's a little abstract, how about they need to take care of you some point, even if it's not a family member. Think about that. We need them to take care of us. When we get to the age when we are no longer able to take care of ourselves.
Be kind today. Every day is a good day to be kind. National Orange Juice Day. Yeah.
I'm over orange juice.
What?
I don't do orange juice anymore.
How do you get over orange juice?
I got over orange juice. I just did, man. Just can't. No,
did you get
I'm
burnt
done.
Out from it? Or?
I don't know. I just, one day I was like, this doesn't taste good to me. And I just haven't had it since then. So I don't know why.
I haven't had it in a while, but I love orange juice. Mm. When you were drinking orange juice, pulp or?
No, I liked it pretty strained. Straight up. Mm. Yeah. I wasn't a big pulpy guy.
I'm not a pulp guy. I do not like the pulp. I do not like it. But I do like orange juice. I should have some today.
There you go.
We mentioned earlier it's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Nice.
It's a fun one. It's a fun day to celebrate all things Star Wars and just have some fun with the day, really.
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't call myself the biggest Star Wars fan in the world or anything like that. I think in sports, I cheat with sports. Am I competitive? Do I like my team to win? Of course. I like the stories. I like the storylines. Yeah. I like the things involving the teams, the people involved, and everything. There's a story to be told there to me, and it's happening in real time with no scripts. It's true reality TV to me.
There you go.
that's the real reality TV to me, and that is something that I will watch to the end of time. Obviously, Star Wars. I like. I like action. For as much as I like a good, well-written movie, and I can watch all those art house movies and everything all day, sometimes I just like to see stuff explode. and I'm a kid that grew up watching swashbuckler movies, pirate movies.
Yeah.
My papa loved pirate movies. My dad loved westerns. My papa loved pirate movies. So I grew up watching those movies as some of the first movies I watched. Along with that, I would sneak off with my friends to the movies and watch the old kung fu movies.
Mm.
Like the early ones that were first brought over here and everything.
Yeah, the 70s, yeah.
So you combined all that, you get Star Wars. You get
That's a good point.
The Mandalorian is a perfect example of a space western. That's
right.
What it is. With pirates, you have sword fighting with the lightsabers
exactly,
and everything.
Yeah.
How could I not love that stuff as a kid?
Exactly.
Then you throw in you know all the fun characters and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
aliens are always fun, right?
Yeah. That's cool. And while that's a great one, the National Star Wars Day one and everything, I wanted to wrap up on one that is, I think, very important to many of us out there, and I would hope that all of us, International Firefighters Day.
Yes.
Firefighters put their lives on the line every day to save lives, loved ones, homes, and even forests and cities. It is important to give thanks. We appreciate our firefighters, certain our local firefighters here in Rapids, here in central Wisconsin, in the world. We appreciate them. First field trip I ever had was to the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, that's so cool.
Changed my life.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Up until then, all I'd ever really thought about was stuff my dad did to do as a living.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and I wanted to, firefighting sounds awesome. Sounds great. I was no more built to be an athlete than I was a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't tell me that as a kid. I just thought it was the coolest, bravest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them fight fires. There are very few professions in this world where we can say virtually every time they're on the job, it's life or death.
Exactly. It's one of the most dangerous professions out there. And I just want to say real quick, considering what I've been hearing about various fire departments around the state of Wisconsin recently, a great way to support these fire departments is to fund them.
Yes.
Please. Can we get funding for our firefighters?
I understand how people are about taxes. I understand that a lot of us are having a very difficult time right now. We can relate to that here. Mm-hmm. There's no bill, there's no price that we shouldn't be making sure that our firefighters, that our police departments don't have the tech that they need.
Mm-hmm. The people they need, the number of
staff. How about
staff,
this?
Yeah.
To the people that don't vote no on those things, pick up a hose and get to work.
Yeah.
You do the work. Let's see you get out there and fight these fires. Sure. Let's see you get out there and do this stuff.
See how hard it is.
You want to whine and complain about your taxes going up, and then you whine and complain when your house burns down. Come on. You can't have it both ways. You're a grown adult. Little kids get to get away with that stuff, not you. You're an adult. You're old enough to vote on these things. You're old enough to think straight.
Yep.
And I don't understand what world you're living in where you cannot take care of our fire departments, where we have to have special donations and special fundraisers so that our firefighters have the equipment they need.
That's ridiculous.
It's one of the most insulting things in society, and it falls on all of us. Mm-hmm. Even those that voted for those things, it falls on.
Mm-hmm.
The first organized professionals whose job it was to combat structural fires lived in ancient Egypt.
Wow.
However, at the time, firefighters worked for private companies that provided their services only to those who could afford them.
This is why we don't have...
Is that the world you guys want to live in?
Yeah.
I don't want
private firefighters, no.
Because that's what we're going to get. That's where these things can go if we keep doing this and everything. Because rich people aren't going to let their stuff burn.
Oh, no.
Rich people are going to pay for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll spend for it. Firefighters worked for private companies that provided this. It wasn't until ancient Rome, Caesar Augustus revolutionized firefighting by calling for the creation of a fire guard called the Villegius.
Oh.
That was a trained, paid, and equipped by the state.
Wow.
So, yes, you can thank all of my people, the Egyptian in me and the Italian.
Oh, man.
You wonder why I love firefighters so darn much. It's pretty cool, and there's actually a lot of fascinating history involving Europe and America when it comes to first firefighters here in these states.
It's really interesting.
We got to get to Melissa's news, though.
We do.
We encourage you to go ahead and read up about that, though. I think it's fascinating. I genuinely think you would find that interesting. Anybody out there would find it interesting. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Took me a second to realize what this was. Meatloaf had a good voice. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can deny that. Well-known singer and everything. Certain songs, he sounded like he was so cold. He sounds like he's shivering right now. Like, somebody put a blanket over that man.
Yeah,
give him a hug or something. It sounds so... It's so damn cold in the studio.
He's cold meatloaf, yeah.
Yes, cold. Which is one of the worst foods ever.
Yeah, who wants to eat cold meatloaf? Right?
Nobody. Nobody in human history has ever said, I want cold meatloaf. We are going to talk about something else nobody has ever asked for before. Radioactive roads. And of all the states in our union that if I told you would have radioactive roads, I feel like we all know what state it would. That weird cousin that you got that nobody talks about.
Florida. I mean, come on. See, you're not even trying now.
We say good morning to our friends in the Miami and Tampa area. We have a handful of listeners down there. I'm still waiting to hear from Key West.
That would be cool.
I want to check out Florida. I've never been there. I want to go to all 50 states. Mm-hmm. I have not been to Florida. I specifically want to check out Key West because everybody that goes to Florida tells me I would enjoy Key West.
You probably would. I've been there. I also grew up.
Okay. I also grew up reading a lot of Hemingway. So that's part of it, too.
You can't get away from it then. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So we're going to Florida, and we're talking radioactive roads. This isn't the best PR for one of America's top tourist states. Florida could be getting radioactive roads soon. Last week, lawmakers approved a bill to allow something called P.G. to be used in road construction. It's a byproduct of fertilizer that gives off radioactive radon gas. The federal government says it's too toxic to do anything with, so companies normally pile it up in giant mounds. Just driving on the roads might not hurt you. The bigger concern is the health effects it could have on road workers and the environment. Politicians backing the bill say that those claims are overblown, but more than 30 environmental groups are calling on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to veto the bill. Ron DeSantis doesn't give a dang about anybody but Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
And he's proven that over and over again. Mm-hmm. That's not even something I believe he would deny. I don't even think he'd fight that. I don't think that nowadays you just double down. You don't have to own anything. You just double down.
Yep.
You go extreme with these things. It used to be comedians that did that. Now it's politicians that do it.
And the comedians are measured.
Ron DeSantis ain't going to be putting these roads together.
No.
He's not going to be one of these road workers.
Not even close.
He could care less about the environment. He has proven that time in and time out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He truly does not care about your children. He's proven that by the way he has treated children in that state that don't look like him.
Yep.
And that all that being said, this is maybe up there. It's got to be in his top five of worst things he has done to that state when we look back at things.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Florida voted him in. So it's not to say that he didn't. Obviously, he's there for a reason.
Yep.
But these kind of things just continue to happen. And all he's doing is using the state of Florida to prop himself up for a presidential run.
Exactly. 100%.
Everything out of there is that. So I'm trying to find the tie-in to this, to the run for president, and how he can get that nod. Because that's what this is all about. If you think I'm just like throwing this stuff out there, coming from blue side or something like that, just look at it. Try looking at, even if you're a fan of Ron DeSantis, okay? Just try for 1 minute looking at him from another set of eyes, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. Look at him skewed. Look at him harsh. Look at him like you would a meal that you paid a lot of money for. You're checking that out. You're making sure you got everything you ordered. Did I get enough meatballs? Did I get enough everything like that? Look at him that way and tell me that he's the best we can do. That's it. That's the best we can do.
Well,
I'll say it about the other two candidates too, and any other candidate comes up
that is
acting this way and that is creating radioactive roads.
Seriously,
in a state that is constantly in environmental peril, that has been since we were kids, Seth.
It has. You're absolutely right. It's been this way for a long time.
So you think this isn't gonna? We know now that even the water we spill into our earth has effects on it. What do you think something with radioactivity is going to have? How is this okayed?
The question in the article you read didn't even say what purpose this has. What is it? Why is it? What's the? Why would you put this in? Is there a reason that it's good for what? Why is it just because it's cheaper?
I don't know. It's cheaper, and it's a way to get rid of this debris and all this stuff and everything.
Okay,
is one of it. But the lawmakers will tell you stuff in the way they respond to things.
Yeah.
Like now, if he had said, "Oh, it's not radioactive at all. That's just a fake news." Blah blah blah. That's one thing. Notice in his comments about this, he uses the word overblown. He's not denying that it's true. He's not denying that. They're just exaggerating. Yeah, it's radioactive, but come on, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know? I mean, come on. It's all over the place.
I'm actually somewhat surprised that someone didn't go there.
Yeah.
Say that, oh, radioactive, you know, because like, I recently came across a phrase of people, a group of people who, you know, think everything is fake and everything like that. Yeah, it's called swivel eye loons.
Yeah.
SELs, as I like to call them now.
Yes.
Those are the people that say, oh, no, radiation, not myth. It doesn't hurt people at all.
Doesn't
hurt you at all.
I've gotten an X-ray and I'm perfectly fine. So I don't understand what the...
That was good.
Yeah. So I think my favorite style of comedy outside of maybe, you know, sarcasm is, I guess sarcasm would be included, is those jokes where they got a little bit of truth in them, but they're still like funny and everything.
Or even a whole lot of truth in them, yeah.
I like it in comedy, not in politics.
No.
Where you can take something like, oh yeah, I agree that that's a little true, but you're over-exaggerating.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the idea of owning something so you win over not only that core fan base of your own, but you may get some new people in by, look, look, Ron DeSantis is open-minded. Look at how open-minded he is and everything. He's not saying it doesn't exist. He's saying it's overblown. We're just, you know, we're just making too much of this.
Yeah.
That's what it is. These are the same people that believe that there are kitty litter boxes in grade school bathrooms
yep.
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the world does not revolve around you. It's not about you and your ego and your selfishness and everything.
There's and your little group here. Yeah.
There's a lot more people in the world than just
much
you.
Much bigger than that.
Radioactive Roads. That is not. Sounds like a bad 80s movie.
It does.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like a bad 80s movie starring like Mel Gibson or something?
Yeah, like, it's like a Road Warrior type thing.
In
yeah.
a world where the roads are radioactive. Only one man with the spiky hair can save and makeup. We don't know how he got the spiky hair and the hairspray and everything to do that.
Where's the hair gel?
Where's the makeup come from for all that too?
Like, I don't know.
The Road Warrior movies, they've always got the makeup. They always look the same. But yeah. I have no. Do they spend time like getting ready in the morning before they go out to look for water and pillage,
yeah, look for fuel and stuff? Right.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. My spike just doesn't look intimidating today. I don't know. Before you go
and
out.
Yeah, they've got holes in all their clothes.
Let's go check out the apocalypse. Let's go. We're going to take
Florida in 30 years. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Possibly. Yeah. With the radioactive roads.
Exactly.
This guy doing things. And I hope people understand. When I talk about somebody like that, I give a darn less about the R or D in front of their name.
No.
I'm an independent. I'm not an independent. I'm not an R. I'm not a D. You don't know what I am. And you are never going to know. Because I am one of these weirdos that likes to keep my stuff to myself.
Ah, what?
I know.
Keep your political opinion
weird.
To yourself?
It's weird. How weird of me to...
And you're on the radio?
Not walk around. Yeah.
How are you still
on
here?
On this station, too. not doing that. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. At the top of the hour, CBS News will come in and do their thing. After that, we're going to get a live and direct update from our friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye. Looking forward to that. Find out what Mother Nature's got in store today and this weekend. We're looking at 70s next week, I know, so yep. That's pretty cool.
He better have a good forecast. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, Paul, you're on notice.
I kept the receipt, so I will return that weather. I will return it. We're looking forward to that. After we're done hanging out with Paul, we're going to get into the top 10 brands that remind us of our childhood.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Later in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Madison and our friends at Southwood County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Pet of the Week coming up. Right now, this is this kind of happened overnight to me. I did not hear about this yesterday when I was checking the news and everything. The weight loss and nutrition company Jenny Craig has reportedly told employees that they are shutting down operations.
Whoa.
All locations will close and more than 1,000 employees will be laid off.
Wow.
Jenny Craig has been being shopped to investors for a while, either as a sale or to secure additional financing. Neither happened, so it's going belly up. There's a chance the company could spin off into some kind of online-only situation, but for now, it sounds like it's coming to an end.
Hmm.
Jenny Craig was launched in 83 in Australia. It came to the U.S. in 85, and it became one of the world's largest weight loss companies. 10 years ago, they had more than 4,000 employees working in around 700 locations.
Wow.
The actual Jenny Craig is a woman from Louisiana who was born in Geneva. She married her husband, Sidney Craig, in 79. Jenny is still around, but she retired. Mm-hmm. She'll be 91 years old this summer. So for one, I think it's kind of interesting that there is an actual Jenny Craig.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times we you know, there's no Miss Buttersworth, that kind of thing, right, you know, that stuff and everything. That's interesting just a little bit there. Any company going out of business is usually kind of sad. There's a couple of angles you can take on this, though, I believe. I feel for those 1,000 employees, absolutely, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for anybody that uses her products and depends on them.
Mm-hmm.
But one, maybe we are getting better with our weight. Maybe we are getting more comfortable with our bodies, mm-hmm. and that is part of the fall off from this.
Yep, good point.
Also, there are a lot of other options nowadays that involve exercise, I don't want to say a healthier way, because I never heard anything negative about Jenny Craig unhealth-wise.
No, never did.
But just healthier than Jenny Craig. It's not to say it isn't healthy, just healthier. that's the tiny bit of reporting I was able to do this morning,
right.
Just researching this really quick before we went on the air.
It's curious that as recently as 10 years ago, It was 4,000 employees. That wasn't that long ago. I'm curious about what happened in the interim. If it was just society change in a certain way, or if it's something that happened internally or something like that. Because that's a pretty quick downturn.
Most of these,
in a business like that,
it's a slow burn with a lot of this stuff, like newspapers, like video rental stores, like a lot of these things.
Exactly.
One thing that is not going out of style is music competitions. Hoozles rise to music.
Local music competitions. We'll stress that local part of it, because the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music competition will be kicking off coming up Thursday, June 8th. That is closer than you think, everyone. Mm-hmm. This summer, musicians will compete for the title of Rise to Music Champion 2023 with cash prizes, radio airtime, and more. This competition is designed to provide musicians with a safe space to showcase their music, gain exposure in the industry, and rise up in their music careers. So, musicians out there, registration is now live. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com or go to Hoozles' Facebook page. You can also get there from there. A couple of different things this year. We do want everyone to know that all genres are accepted. Rock, country, reggae, acoustic, folk, whatever you got, we want to hear it. This year, musicians can look forward to additional exposure on Civic Media, on our network here, because we also have our new show Director's Cut that we can showcase you on. We've also got Max Inc. Radio out of Madison. They're teaming up with us for this as well. Maybe some statewide exposure, which is very cool. Yeah. We've got being able to perform at the Witterfield.
How cool
at the
is
Raptor,
that?
Which is, that one is the coolest part
That's
for
so
me.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's really, really neat. So if you are a musician, if you are a solo, duo, or trio, there's no entry fee. Just keep that in mind. We're not charging anything. Musicians are expected to be prepared to play a minimum of 15 minutes of material when they do go up there. So lots of great prizes, including more a radio interview here on WFHR. Each qualifier each week gets a $200 cash prize. I think that's new this year as well.
Yes.
The grand prize winner gets a paid residency at Hoozles by the Lake, studio recording time, more interviews with us, and of course, and another cash prize, and of course, title of Rise to Music Champion of 2023.
We got to get a trophy for that or something.
That would be great.
Or a belt, like a wrestling belt.
A belt.
Yeah. We'll go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com to find out more. Spread the word about this. We're looking forward to seeing you every Thursday over at our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yep.
We'll take a break and come back and have more fun on the morning show at WFHR.